107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's always great to check in with Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service with our safety tip of the month for May. Darren, it's good to see you.
Great to see you, Jamie. Thanks for having me on again.
You bet. Thanks for dropping by. We've got a very special safety tip of the month for May, and it's quite timely as we get into warmer weather, if you will.
Absolutely. So we're going to be talking about bike theft prevention and a pretty exciting program that the Stratford Police are starting up.
Okay, so what is that program all about?
So it's called Project 529. Project 529 is a North American-wide bike registration program. So it's pretty cool because it provides you access to the entire registry while creating a local portal for a community registry as well. So with the Stratford Police being on this, our hope is to encourage people to get their bikes registered and onto this app or onto this website, allowing us the ability to be able to return bikes to owners if they are recovered. It's amazing how far and how broad this problem is, and it truly does become North American wide, which is great to be a part of this program.
Yeah, and we've kind of touched on it before because, yeah, it's important to get these bikes registered and get on to a program with regards to this, because often these bikes get recovered, but they don't, unfortunately, always get back to the owners, if you will.
Yeah, sadly, we recover probably about 150 bikes a year, and really we're only able to return a handful. I would say 1-2% that we're able to identify and return to the owner. So with this registration program, it's super easy, Jamie, and the best thing is that it's free as well. So you can download an app for free, register your bikes. It walks you through what information to provide, how to find your serial number, what pictures to take of your bike as well, which is really cool.
Nice.
And then all that information is right there at the tip of your fingertips.
And why wouldn't you do something like this? Again, get that bike registered because, you know, again, bikes, you know, they come in all sort of shapes and sizes and all different types of models. But, you know, it can be an expensive unit, if you will, you know.
It certainly can. And even if it's not considered an expensive bike, it's still somebody's bike.
Sure.
And that becomes a part of their life and a part of their property. And having that taken away from you has a huge impact on your overall sense of well-being in the community.
So, and unfortunately, bike theft is a reality, for sure.
Unfortunately, it is, yes. But hopefully with this program, we can get bikes registered. We do have shields as well that people can purchase to put on their bikes. And then it's identified as being registered as well.
Okay, and it's, of course, a part of our safety tip of the month, a bike theft prevention. What can we do in terms of, we've been talking about to bike theft, obviously locking your bike, but there's some other tips that maybe we just haven't thought about with regards to bike safety, if you will.
Honestly, Jamie, it comes down to simply making sure your bike is locked up. That's the number one. Making sure that you put it away at home as well. Like, even if it is locked up outside, it's better to put it in your shed or in your garage or bring it inside if you have to.
Yeah, it's almost like lock it or lose it. Out of sight is better than, you know, when you have the items in your car, that sort of thing that can be seen easily. It's almost the same applies for your bike and property items.
Yeah, for sure. And if it's left outside all night, any lock can really be broken. So if you put it away, then that takes that temptation away.
Anything else in terms of our safety tip of the month? Some great information here. Of course, we'll pass it along with the Stratford Police Service on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. Anything else we haven't talked about in terms of bike safety?
Yes, I think it's absolutely important to recognize the Optimist Club of Stratford. The Optimist Club of Stratford is supporting this program, and they're going to be helping out as time goes on as well. And without their support, we wouldn't be able to do it. One other thing, Jamie, that if it's okay if I mention, May 28th, we're going to be doing a public launch of this registration program with a registration event. So if you have a bike and you want to get it registered, bring it down to the police station. We're going to be running an event. And in conjunction with that, we're going to be running our very first public auction. So any of the bikes that we have in our property garage right now that are eligible to be sent away because they haven't been recovered, we're going to be running an auction on those bikes with the proceeds going back to the Optimist Club.
Okay, there you go. And thanks for mentioning Optimist Club. Have really gone above and beyond. They've been giving away great prizes and great community initiatives just like this, for sure. So again, the safety day, let's remind folks that date.
So the registration day is going to be May 28th, from, I believe it's going to be 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
But of course, we'll pass along more details. And yeah, it's great information with the safety tip of the month with Stratford Police Service. Constable Darren Fisher, thanks again, Darren. Great information.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jamie.